A 2000 voter-approved law requires annual adjustments in state aid to schools to account for inflation. But in 2010, the governor and lawmakers refused, saying they couldn't afford it. The state Supreme Court ruled last year that move was illegal, and inflation adjustments have restarted. But in legal papers filed Tuesday, attorney Don Peters said the adjustment should take place from what the base would have been had the state followed the law all along. And that means an immediate $330 million boost. Representative John Kavanaugh, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, said he doesn't see how that can happen.
We don't have $300 million right now. It creates unbelievable problems.
But Peters said that's not the fault of the schools. He said voters, in approving a sales tax hike in 2000, were clear they want aid to schools to keep pace with inflation. And he disputed Kavanaugh's characterization of the state's inability to provide the dollars owed to schools.
They probably don't have the money to do this and do everything else that needs doing, but we can't solve that problem. And if they don't have all the money they need to do all that needs doing, they ought to increase revenues.
Kavanaugh said he wants to consult with legislative attorneys before deciding whether a new court fight is worth the time and cost. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.